Sirach 301 He that loveth his son, causeth him oft to feel the rod, that he may have joy of him in the end. 302 He that chastiseth his son shall have joy in him, and shall rejoice of him among his acquaintance. 303 He that teacheth his son grieveth the enemy, and before his friends he shall rejoice of him. 304 Though his father die, yet he is as though he were not dead, for he hath left one behind him that is like himself. 305 While he lived, he saw and rejoiced in him, and when he died, he was not sorrowful. 306 He left behind him an avenger against his enemies, and one that shall requite kindness to his friends. 307 He that maketh too much of his son shall bind up his wounds, and his bowels will be troubled at every cry. 308 And horse not broken becometh headstrong, and a child left to himself will be willful. 309 Cocker thy child, and he shall make thee afraid. Play with him, and he will bring thee to heaviness. 310 Laugh not with him, lest thou have sorrow with him, and lest thou gnash thy teeth in the end. 311 Give him no liberty in his youth, and wink not at his follies. 312 Bow down his neck while he is young, and beat him on the sides while he is a child, lest he wax stubborn and be disobedient unto thee, and so bring sorrow to thine heart. 313 Chastise thy son, and hold him to labor, lest his lewd behavior be an offense unto thee. 314 Better is the poor, being sound and strong of constitution, than a rich man that is afflicted in his body. 315 Health and good estate of body are above all gold, and a strong body above infinite wealth. 316 There is no riches above a sound body, and no joy above the joy of the heart. 317 Death is better than a bitter life or continual sickness. 318 Delicates poured upon a mouth shut up are as messes of meat set upon a grave. 319 What good doth the offering unto an idol? For neither can it eat nor smell. So is he that is persecuted of the Lord. 320 He seeth with his eyes, and groaneth as an eunuch that embraceth the virgin and sigheth. 321 Give not over thy mind to heaviness, and afflict not thyself in thine own counsel. 3022 The gladness of the heart is the life of man, and the joyfulness of a man prolongeth his days. 3023 Love thine own soul, and comfort thy heart, remove sorrow far from thee. For sorrow hath killed many, and there is no profit therein. 3024 Envy and wrath shorten the life, and carefulness bringeth age before the time. 3025 A cheerful and good heart will have a care of his meat and diet.